Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Yeah,
it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys are having a great day so far. Couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. One of the first things I wanted to get into, I talked about this yesterday. My mom ended up getting a couple of texts, in the middle of the night. It was like 12:44. And, you know, for somebody in their 70s, that's pretty late. I mean, I get texts, random texts from people all the time, and I know that some people stay up late. I used to be one of them. I used to not go to bed until like 2 or 3, and I just wasn't being productive. And now that I've kind of gotten on a good sleep schedule, I'm almost back to the sleep schedule that I was on when I was getting up doing morning radio, getting up at 3:30. Not quite that early. Maybe in between 4 and 5, usually by 5 I'm up. And it's funny, it just shows you how our bodies have a natural alarm clock. Because when you do get on a regular sleep schedule, you don't even really need to set an alarm. Now, when I was working for Bubba or some of the big radio, yeah, my OCDs, I set 4 separate alarms 5 minutes apart from each other. Just in case. And I would always test the alarm before I would go to bed. I would set it for like a minute later just to make sure like I had the volume up and to make sure that it worked. Because I would literally not be able to go to sleep because I would be worried about that because there would be hell to pay. But back to what I'm saying, I digress. She got those texts. It was about 12:45. And speaking of emails, I got this from Lamars. Lamars, he is from the Dipped in Butter podcast. So, and when I hear butter, it's probably THC weed butter. But good for you, man. Look, I'm all for smoking the cannabis. But somebody, Lamars, it wrote, Tuds, girl equals slang for soft or usually cocaine. Here, you know what? Maybe I need to read the original text first. The text that I got, or my mom got, it was 12:48, said, yo, you can get that change you was asking about for a G of that girl, cuz. I'll read that again. Yo, you can get that change you was asking about for a G of that girl, cuz. But back to the email from Lamars from the Dipped in Butter podcast. Says Tuds, girl equals slang for soft or usually cocaine. Boy equals slang for hard, usually hard drugs, i.e. crack. Heroin is a lot of times called dog food, or at least in the Midwest terms. Yeah, let me get some of that dog food, Joe. I don't need a full can. I just need a half a can of dog food. I don't want to get into pet food being in short supply. But my mom ended up getting some more texts from the same number. And look, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to rat this person out. Hell, I would be happy back in the day if somebody would have accidentally texted about drugs and stuff because I would have been like, all right, this is a connect that just fell right in my lap. But the text she got last night, and this was a little bit later at 1. Yo, hit me up. I was able to find those aqua chalks right in the school bus. We could meet up where we picked up the kids the last time. This is some hieroglyphics, like Code. You know that movie that Nick Cage, they brought those Indians out there and they were speaking in the Navajo language and the Germans or whatever couldn't figure it out. But yeah, I'll read that again. And once again, email me, Tuttle@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Because I tried to put this in the drug translator and I really didn't get much back. It really did not help me out at all. So if any of you guys out there, and I'm not gonna, if you don't want me to mention your name and stuff, I won't do it. The only reason I mentioned Lamar's is because he threw out his podcast handle. But if any of you guys out there know what this means, yo, hit me up. I was able to find those aqua chalks right in the school bus. We can meet up where we picked up the kids the last time. I'm just curious. Like I said, I'm not going to say anything. It's not like they're calling. They're just texting. And you know what? It's also given me a lot of content for the Tuttle Daily Podcast. In that email, Lamar's from the Dipped in Butter podcast, and I know that I keep mentioning it, but he helped me out. And if you guys have any podcasts that you are a part of or a podcast you have, you know, look, I need to hustle. My numbers, they're doing well right now. I know a couple of weeks ago I had mentioned that the numbers were kind of down, but I was slacking a little bit towards the end of the new year, and I also had COVID. And that's the thing about podcasting. If you take any time off, if you get too comfortable and you're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll catch up. Big deal that I missed a couple of days. Same thing goes with the live streams that I've been doing. I'm going to get it done this week. I'm going to do one every single night this week, Monday through Friday. Hell, I may even throw in some bonus live streams. I did 30 minutes last night. If you missed it, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. But you will absolutely miss out. But if you do have a podcast and you're out there and you want to have me on as a guest, I would love to come on. I'm not saying that I'm anybody special, but I would like to come on and be a guest. You want to interview me? I'm an open book. And if I pick up just a couple of podcast subscribers or supporters just from appearing on your show, hell, it was worth it. But Lamar's, he had written that they called like heroin dog food in the Midwest, Missouri type area. And I brought up, What is going on right now? The store shelves are a little bare right now. And I posted a picture of the cat. If you've been watching any of my live streams or listening to the podcast since I've been at the Hobo Fish Camp, somebody had dropped off this cat, which you're a scumbag if you do that, by the way. But a lot of people would bring their cats out to the Hobo Fish Camp or dogs. And just let them go. Just drop them off out there and not give a damn about what happens to them. But the cat, we ended up bringing her to the new crib. God, I sound like a real douchebag. I don't even know if anybody even says cribs. But we brought her over there and we've been having a hard time finding regular, you know, like wet cat food. She eats the dry food. My mom is a big Rachel Ray fan, and she's been eating the dry Rachel Ray type food. I guess a lot of the price goes to animal rescue and stuff. But good luck trying to find any wet cat food right now. The only thing that they got left on the shelves are those small little containers of that Fancy Feast, and I'm not going to do that. It's way more expensive than the bigger cans of wet cat food. And the same thing goes with dog food. If you buy that Caesar wet food, it's smaller and way more expensive. But good luck trying to find any of the other cat food. It is absolutely difficult to be able to find any of it at all. I usually got to go to some of the, I got to, well, you know what? I'll just say Indian-owned stores. They got cat food. They got all types of cat food. And it's not much more expensive than what you could get at some of the Winn-Dixie's or Publix or Walmart, whatever it may be. But yeah, if you got a cat, and listen, my cat is eating nothing but dry food right now. And that's just the way it's going to be.
Supermarket shopping. Everybody's shelling out more cash these days. And just as we're seeing value meals return to some fast food menus, rising food and labor costs are leading many chains to also hike prices.
One of my favorite high school or just childhood memories, we used to go to Victoria Square 6, you know, right there where the Gators dockside is. I talked to Daniel about this the last time I was on Tom and Dan. That used to be the first multiplex theaters in the Northwest Volusia area, and we would go there. And we didn't have a lot of money. My mom would always buy us, if we were going to go to an R-rated flick, you know, because we were minors at the time, and we couldn't buy tickets, my mom would buy us tickets to R-rated movies. My mom would always allow me to be able to watch things, and she would talk to me about it. And I really do think that that helped me out, because a lot of kids live sheltered lives. They do. Parents, oh, you can't watch that. It's too violent. It's got too much nudity in it. But my mom would always do that. She'd buy the tickets probably a couple of hours beforehand, and then we would walk over to the Burger King. And it was me, Derek, Howard, and we had this one friend. I'm not going to blow him in, but we always had to pay for his food. But it really wasn't a big deal. He didn't have a lot of money, not from a great family or anything, but we always had to buy his food. But it really wasn't that big of a deal, because now when I say this, you could get a Whopper for 99 cents, and you're probably like, oh, yeah, you got a Whopper Jr. I'm bad at accents, and I can't do a Sean Connery impersonation, but Whopper Jr. Almost sounded a little bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger there, but you could get a full-size Whopper for 99 cents. We would get two a piece, $2. Back in the day, if you could eat a whole Whopper, that would be absolutely fantastic. But a lot of people don't even pay attention. But you are paying more, even at the fast food restaurants or the chain restaurants. You're paying through the nose when it comes to some of that stuff. And if you're not paying more, you're definitely getting less. Like, even Chick-fil-A. I've gone to Chick-fil-A, and guess what? The patties at Chick-fil-A, the chicken breast patties that you get, they're definitely getting smaller. You're getting less nuggets. You know, a lot of people don't even count their nuggets, but I know for a fact that sometimes I've been noticing you're getting like a nugget here and there. I'm not talking about every single order of nuggets you get from any of the fast food chains. It's definitely shrinkonomics at its best.
Little Caesars raising the price of its signature hot and ready pizza for the first time in two decades. From $5 to $5.55.
Now, you know that you are in real trouble when Little Caesar starts going up. I don't even know if they still do it. I can't even tell you the last time I even went to a Little Caesars. But Little Caesars, do you remember back in the day, they had the pizza. And it was buy one, get one on Little Caesar's pizza. Now, I'll admit, Little Caesars is the most ghetto fast food chain pizza that you're ever going to buy. But guess what? It really is not that bad. It isn't. And if I'm going to go fast food chain when it comes to restaurant or pizzas, definitely going Domino's all day. But hell, Domino's is even going to be going up when it comes to their prices as well.
At Popeyes, you'll now pay a dollar more if you order the popular Big Box Deal in person.
All right. We're in big trouble here. They are now messing around with the Popeyes Big Box. I never in a million years would I have ever thought, like, oh, yeah, we're jacking up the prices now. Do you realize how many people that's going to affect? How many people? Because If I'm being honest, I'm just throwing it out there. The working class people are the ones that are going to Popeyes. They're going to Popeyes. You're not seeing some like Wall Street, like CEO, anybody that has all the money in the world that they need going to Popeyes. Let's be honest. The rich, they look down at people that eat up Popeyes. I'm saying for the majority, they're looking down on Popeyes. There are probably some rich-ass people that are going to Popeyes and getting their Popeyes big box. I've always been a fan of Church's Chicken, though. Church's Chicken, the reason I like Church's Chicken, when I went to school up in Pearson, our senior year, when you were a senior, they would let you leave to go the Handy Way. Because Pearson is a very, very small town. They would let you go to the Handy Way because that's the only place that you had enough time to be able to go up there and eat. And they had a dual-type restaurant inside their gas station. You had a Taco Bell / Church's Chicken. Oh, man, Church's Chicken, it was definitely the bomb. And you get those honey biscuits. Oh, my God. I'm just jizzing my pants there.
And Domino's Pizza, also looking to drive digital growth, announcing that its classic $7.99 deal will only be offered online, and you'll only get 8 wings instead of 10.
See, you know who this hurts? It doesn't hurt the people. Because, here, they're all talking about fast food here, and let's be honest. It is cheaper sometimes. Well, it used to be cheaper to be able to eat unhealthy. Because if you try to eat healthy and try to buy organic type stuff, try to get meats and stuff like that that have no preservatives, you're paying out the ass for that stuff. That's why we're having such a hard time in this country with the coronavirus. Because guess what? For the poor, the less fortunate, it is cheaper to go to McDonald's and eat off the value menu or go to Wendy's, eat off of their value menu. And that's why we're dealing with a bunch of fat, overweight, unhealthy, obese people because, like I said, it is cheaper to be able to go eat at some of these fast food restaurants. And look out. Maybe I'm wrong here. I don't know. Can you use food stamps at a fast food place? I really don't think you can, but a lot of the people that do eat at fast food restaurants are the type of people that would be on welfare or food stamps, and I'm not talking down to those people because, hell, you know what? If I get food stamps, matter of fact, I've been on government assistance before. I've been on that, and a lot of people like to look down on people that take handouts from the government, but guess what? If you've been working and you're going through hard times, guess what? You've been paying taxes. You're not getting a free handout. I hate when some people look down on people that are just... Now, there are a lot of people that take advantage of it. Yes, they do. But, you know, you're paying taxes. You're paying payroll taxes. You're not paying a state income tax, but a federal tax here in the state of Florida. So that's your money. That is your money that you've been paying out on. And you know what? Tell anybody that has anything to say about it to go piss up a rope.
These cost increases are certainly tough to absorb. We are taking some pricing actions, you know, this year relative to our national offers. And our franchisees at the local level have tools to adjust their menu prices and their delivery fees.
The ongoing supply chain crisis is also impacting menus. On Chick-fil-A's app, this warning to customers that some menu items may be unavailable or prepared differently.
A lot of people don't know this. All right, if Chick-fil-A is having to tighten up their belts a little bit, we're in trouble. Because Chick-fil-A is probably one of the most profitable fast food restaurants that we have in the United States. And guess what? They even take a day off, and they're still killing all the other competitors. Not even talking about chicken chain or chain food restaurants. No, they're beating everybody. They're beating McDonald's. They're beating Wendy's. They are basically just absolutely destroying all the other fast food chains. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, we're not going to be able to offer some things. I don't know if it's because they're having to tighten up the belts or it's supply chain. A lot of this does have to do with the supply chain that we have here in the United States. And I know a lot of people are, oh, it's not a problem. Biden got up there. Oh, it's good. It's all good. Oh, it really is? Then why do we got about 100 cargo ships waiting off the coast of California to bring stuff in? Why are we missing a lot of truck drivers right now? And I'll get into that. Like, we really need to just start, like, letting anybody. You know what? 18-year-old. I saw that they're actually thinking about letting teenagers drive in state. And I don't know. If it's going to get me cheaper prices at the grocery store or when I go to my favorite fast food chain, I'm all for it. You got to be defensive drivers around semi-truck drivers. And it's always been that way. Yeah, teenagers might not be as experienced, but come on. We got to do what we got to do.
Inflation is also taking a toll on sit-down dining. Jelaine Upwin is the owner of Max Downtown in El Paso, Texas.
The prices have tripled. It's outrageous.
Even buying the basics is a challenge.
It's ridiculous that we can't go to Sam's and get ketchup because they're out of ketchup for weeks at a time. It took me 2 months to get straws.
All right. Come on. If you're bitching about straws, get out of here. I don't even want to hear that. It is. Straws are a luxury item. I never have really ever drank out of straws. Just put the cup up to your lips and drink. Do what you got to do. I know me and Drew Grabo used to have the biggest debates when I was his producer about this. And he said one of the things that pisses him off the most was about not getting a straw. And I'm like, all right. For number one, you should check the bag. I learned that because I was the bitch boy when I first started interning at Real Radio 104.1. I had to go out and get all the food. Had to order it. Had to go out and get it. This is back in the day before I had GPS on my phone and stuff. And I used to get so stressed out. When everybody was giving their lunch menus out, I had to make sure that I got the orders right, write it all down. I had to make sure I had to check the orders. And I would bring it back. Sometimes the orders would be wrong. And that's why I would sit there, even through the drive-thru. I know people would get so pissed. People would be cursing me out because I would sit there in my car and I would check the whole bag, make sure everybody's order was right, make sure they got all their sauces and drinks, and I was good to go. So that's why I check it. But come on, straws are not a big deal. Just put the cup up to your lips and drink.
I couldn't get straws, individually packaged straws. I was like, what do you mean I can't get straws?
The cost of eating at home is soaring. Groceries, or the Food at Home Index, rose 6.5% in 2021. That's the largest year-over-year increase in 13 years. And many big food manufacturers, including General Mills and Campbell Soup, predict more price hikes later this month. Empty shelves and rising costs are leading to a growing demand for store brand items.
You know, I have always gone store brand. Like, if I'm getting, like, Tylenol, I go store brand. Could be Publix, Winn-Dixie, Sam's. You always go store brand. It's just as good. I know a lot of people are like, it's not as good. No, it is. It is. I will debate anybody with that until my final breath, right before I die. I always went store brand. Growing up, we didn't get name brand sodas. We got Chex soda. Got Chuck Cola, Bubba Beer, which was like root beer. Instead of Mountain Dew, you would get Country Mist. It was good. Same thing with the Walmart. You get Sam's Cola. I know a lot of people probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but you know what? I was raised on the store brand, and maybe that's why I don't mind it. But a lot of people, they get tricked. They're like, no, I got to go with the name brand, not the store brand, only poor people, welfare babies. They buy store brand. No, that's called working smart when you buy store brand.
Less costly and sometimes more available.
Until we have the pandemic behind us and until we take the steps we need to make the supply chains resilient for the long term, we're going to continue to face issues any given month.
I know a lot of people play the lottery. Hell, I remember as a kid when the Florida lottery came to town, and that first scratch-off, it all started off with scratchers. Scratchers, scratchers, scratchers. And I know a lot of people, they buy lottery tickets every single day. And you know how many times I've been to a gas station? I just want to get gas, something to drink, and I just want to get out of there. You know how many times I've been held up by white trash, black trash, just any type of trash? I don't want anybody to think that I'm like singling out one particular type of people. Everybody buys lottery tickets. You know, what really pisses me off is these people that walk in, because you can see lottery guy or lottery woman. Most of the time, about the person I'm about to talk about comes in is a woman. They come in, and it's also an older, elderly person as well, too. And I'll get to that, talking about elderly in the lottery. But they'll come in with their little plastic sleeve with all their cards and numbers laid out. And a lot of the numbers are probably like, I got my grandchild's birthday. I got all my grandchildren's birthdays, and I'm going to play that. It really does. It's all chance. It is. That's the thing about gambling. It's all chance. And if there was a science to it, which there is not a science to it, you go in there, you're playing those numbers, just get quick picks. Your chances of winning the lottery on quick picks are the same as you playing the same old tired out sentimental numbers like birthdays or the date of when you met your loved one or just whatever. It you have the same chances of picking random numbers. And then the other thing that pisses me off the most about the lottery people, especially here in Volusia County, I know that there's probably a higher class type of lottery buyers up north. Maybe it isn't. Maybe they're the same type of people here in the south. But I also don't need you, if you're buying all your food with food stamps or EBT. And that's not the point. It's not the point at all. Like, I'm not getting mad at you for being on welfare or anything like that. But I also don't need you holding up the line asking a minimum wage employee that is just working the job, probably hates her boss, and you're asking, all right, so number 26, how many winners have you gotten in that role? Is the role new? Is the role towards the end? And I always see, that's the thing about it, you really can't say anything here in the state of Florida because everybody has a gun. Everybody has a concealed carry permit. The only other state that has more guns than Florida is probably Texas. Texas is open carry. I would like to have open carry so I could at least see if the person has got a sidearm on them before I start talking trash. But do you really think that the lottery only pits winners at the beginning or the end of a roll? No, it doesn't. Because if somebody figured out that code or pattern that all the winners are at the end, it's bad for business. Lottery is just like the casinos. The house always wins. Yeah, every once in a while, you'll have somebody maybe you know that will win the lottery. I've never known anybody that's hit $1 million or higher on the lottery. You know, every once in a while, you know, these little mom and pop convenience stores, they'll have a little sign up there. Oh, yeah, somebody won $25,000 off of a scratcher. So don't hold me up because you're wanting to know what's been bought, how many winners and such. It's all chance. Just like you bringing your cards in there with your little plastic sleeve, playing the same numbers every single week. Like I said, your chances are the same just going with a quick pick. In this next story that I'm about to get into, I wish that they did this here in Florida because wherever this woman was, you can actually buy your lottery tickets online.
A Michigan woman is now a multimillionaire. This after she just happened to go through the spam folder in her email and found out she hit it big in the state lottery. Well, just before New Year's Eve, Laura Spears says she saw an ad on Facebook about the Mega Millions jackpot getting pretty high, so she decided to buy a ticket, and apparently over in Michigan, you can do that online.
I'm nowhere near a fan of Ron DeSantis at all, and I gotta tell you, if he made it where Floridians, but that's also the other thing, the type of people that I'm bitching about, the ones that go in there and hold up the line because they're wanting to do research on how many tickets have been hit on a certain roll or bringing in their plastic card with all the great dates that mean something to them. No, they're not going to buy them online. They're not going to buy them online at all. Half of the white trash that do that, They're not using the computer. No, the only computer they have is the burner smartphone that they bought on Cricket Wireless or something like that. And they're just not going to use it. But yeah, I would be so happy if Ron DeSantis would make it able to be able to buy lottery tickets online.
So a few days later, she was looking for a specific email, and she happens to notice an email from the state lottery notifying her of her winning ticket. Spears matched all five numbers in the December 31st drawing, and thanks to the Megaplier, her prize increased to $3 million. She says she plans to share her winnings with her family and retire.
That's also the other thing. But why do the people that win the lottery all the time are old people? Old people that they probably were smart, maybe they weren't, and saved up a lot of money, but they're not going to be able to hold on to that money. And my dad always said that. Before my dad passed away, he always said, if you win the lottery, you take the lump sum. Don't care. I know I'm going to take a hit, but guess what? I'm going to take that lump sum. Because if you take the payout, when you die, you can't pass the payouts to a loved one or your children, your wife. It does not make sense to take the payout. Yes, you're not going to get as much money, but always take the lump sum. And then once you find out you got a winning lottery ticket, you sign the back of it and you don't tell anybody. You don't tell anybody at all. I did see this one great video, and when I first saw it, I thought that it was fake. But I did do the research. This one guy, he actually did win the lottery. He didn't tell anybody. But he called all of his friends, family, loved ones, and asked them, hey, I need a couple $100. I'm in a tight bind right now. I would like to borrow that money. And some of the people just completely blew him off. A lot of people said no without any reason at all. And there was a couple of people who was like, yeah, sure, here's a couple $100. Whatever you need, man, you're a great friend. And then he finally cashed in that lottery ticket that he didn't tell anybody about. And the people that said yes, he gave them all, I think, $100,000. Because I think he won like $50 million and $100,000. Yeah, it's not that bad to be able to give that out when you won $50 million. And I think that's kind of cool. Now, how much of a dumbass a-hole would you have felt like if you would have, and you found out he called and asked for a couple of $100 and you turned him down because like, oh man, you're a mooch. And you turned him down and you found out that he won the lottery and he was giving money out and he just basically faced you. Yeah, that would be a hard pill to swallow, in my opinion.
Sooner.
Recently, I've been seeing this a lot. People just being absolutely rude as hell to people that work in the service industry. You know, yeah, you don't know what these people are going through. You don't know what these people, how they're getting paid, how much they're getting taken advantage of, how little training that their supervisors even gave them. A lot of supervisors, managers, they will give them the basic training and stuff like that and just throw them out, sink or swim. It's like when you throw a baby, you know, a lot of people get upset when you throw a baby in the pool when they're younger. You know, babies are supposed to be natural swimmers and they're supposed to be able to swim and it's sink or swim. And I really do think that. But this next guy, he showed his ass. And the thing is you really can't show your ass or be a complete dick anymore because everybody's got cameras. Everybody's trying to be TikTok famous, Twitter famous, Facebook famous, Instagram famous. And you just got to assume that if you show your ass and you're a complete a-hole, it's going to get caught on film.
You have no room to yell at us.
I want to speak person who made this drink.
The man seen here at a Connecticut juice shop yelling about a problem with a smoothie order is apologizing this morning.
And I'm just being honest. I'm not saying it would make anything better, but if this guy just said, you know what, I own it, I said it, I was mad, I probably would have a little bit more respect for him. But let's be honest, the only reason that this guy is apologizing is because this has made national news. It got caught on camera. And, you know, a lot of these people that work in these high-profile jobs, and they're going to get into it because this guy did work a high-profile job. And a lot of people would say, oh, well, how does that have anything to do with his work? No, you just can't do that type of stuff anymore because the guy was kind of being racist. I mean, I've seen way more racist tirades than the one that this guy came up with. But I also think the problem is that this guy was an adult and these were teenagers. Teenager, you would think that teenagers, one of their first jobs would be at a smoothie shop.
Is that you?
No, it wasn't.
We don't know who made it, so.
You don't know who made it?
There's four of us here, so we honestly don't.
You ignorant high school kids.
In cell phone video that's quickly making its way around the world, 49-year-old James Iannazzo is seen throwing his shake at the teenage employees.
That's assault. That is assault. If you spit on somebody, that's assault. And if you throw a smoothie at a teenage girl, because these were all teenage girls, let's be honest, they're probably high. They're probably busy texting their boyfriends, trying to get laid or trying to, I'm pregnant. I miss my monthly. We need to talk. Got to get the plan B pill or need to maybe talk about shamortion, abortion. You know, I'll just say abortion. You know, that's the type of stuff that they're probably talking about. I've been watching a lot of Euphoria lately. So, God, if that's how teenagers are today, oof. And that's the thing about it is, you know, every generation, the older generation is going to say that, oh, man, I'm sure that the older generation said the same thing about Generation X, which is the one that I'm lumped in with. I got in on Generation X by 1 year. If I would have been born, because I was born in November, a month and a half later, I would have been a millennial. But nope, I snuck into the Gen Xer.
Police.
He's telling them he wants a phone to speak to a manager, and then he says this.
Immigrant loser.
What? Yo, you're going to jail.
I gotta tell you, look, what he said was wrong, calling them an immigrant loser. But, I mean, if I'm just putting that on the scale of racism, I mean, that's kind of weak sauce. Immigrant loser. I'm not calling them immigrant loser. I'm repeating what he said. And I don't know, like, it is wrong to say that. But when it comes to the grand scheme of things, I'm from looking at the video, they look Spanish. There are so many other racist things that you could call Spanish people, which I don't condone. But immigrant loser is not way, way up on the list of the most offendable things that you can call an immigrant. I think where this guy really messed up is throwing the smoothie back at a bunch of teenage girls. That is a really bad thing. That's straight up assault.
You're going to jail, you racist.
To many, his words were racially offensive. And you see him try to get behind the counter through a door that one of the workers is struggling to keep closed.
See, the whole thing works both ways, okay? If you're an adult, you cannot assault a minor. You just can't do it. And if you're an adult that's not over 55 or 65, yeah, you can't do that. If you're under 65 and you assault somebody over 65, you can tack on a lot of extra time onto your jail sentence, prison sentence, depending on what you do. Because you're kind of in no man's land that you got to be careful. Because at a certain point, you cannot assault minors and you can't assault the elderly. Because it's going to get you extra time on your charge.
Again, these are teenagers. And one of them tells us she has only been working here less than a year.
As a person who's had multiple customer service jobs, I've dealt with people like this. And I don't think we get paid enough to deal with it at all.
It's never been this aggressive, never been threatened to get killed by any of them.
And he did go to jail. This is the booking photo he took with tears in his eyes.
Yeah, you know, dude, if you're crying in your booking photo, look, I'm not a hard ass. I'm not hard at all. And when I went to jail for the couple of days that I did on a suspended license, I didn't cry. They definitely don't allow you to take a good mugshot. But now you got tears running down your face because you know what's coming. And you're definitely going to be holding somebody's pockets. You're going to be a bitch. They're going to take that ass if you're in there long enough. Because, like I said, I've talked about this all the time. They don't like pedophiles. They don't like people that commit crimes against minors. They don't like abusers. They don't like animal abusers as well, too. They also don't like you messing with the elderly. So, yeah, this guy, they're going to be, hey, what are you in for? I threw a smoothie at an underage girl, and I called her an immigrant loser. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The vatos are definitely going to be pulling their pockets out. Hey, hold this, bitch.
He's charged with trespass, breach of peace, and intimidation based on bigotry or bias. He has not yet entered a plea. It was all too much for his employer, Merrill Lynch, where he worked as a financial advisor. They fired him Sunday.
Aha! See, this is why this guy is now apologizing. This is why this guy is trying to make good. Because you got to be smart about it. This guy made this one mistake. He made this mistake, and now he lost his job. A financial advisor, probably running a hedge fund, bilking money off of hard-working citizens that want to get into the game, but you're taking advantage of them as well, too. And guess what? You lost it. You're probably going to lose your marriage, probably going to lose your house. You're never going to probably work in the financial area anymore because Merrill Lynch, I mean, that's one of the top dogs. So you're screwed, buddy.
But in his written apology, he explains that he was upset because the smoothie was made with peanut butter and his 17-year-old son is allergic to peanuts. He writes that after he started to drink his smoothie, my son lost the capacity to breathe properly. His lips and face swelled up, and he required an EpiPen shot.
Don't believe it. If any of you guys believe this, now, I'm not saying that his son is not allergic to peanuts, but come on. If I had a kid, I don't have any kids, so I really can't comment about what parents should do, but I also have enough common sense that if my kid could not breathe and I had to give him an EpiPen, I would come back at a later date. This just seems like this is all made up. Because the thing is that if my kid was having an allergic reaction, and if you don't know this, peanut allergies are very, very serious thing. And the last thing, I'm not going to waste my time to go in there and call the workers at the smoothie shop immigrant losers or try to get in behind the counter. It's just not going to happen. It seems convenient that his kid was as bad as he said it was, because if he was that bad, I know if I was a father, I'm not going to waste my time to go in there and yell at a bunch of teenage kids and lose my job over it. This guy might be one of the dumbest people that I've ever met, because the thing is that you see a lot of these people that got great jobs and you're like, oh man, that guy's smart. He went to a good college. That's the thing about those type of people. They might be book smart. They might have great jobs, but guess what they're lacking in? Common sense.
But it did not offer him relief. I called 911. I was out of my mind with fear for him when I returned to the store, and I wish I'd not done so. I also wish they had been more careful preparing my son's beverage. He writes that my actions were wrong, and I deeply regret them.
All right. Also, the other thing. I don't hear anywhere in this story where the guy asked, hey, does this smoothie have peanuts in it? Like I said, a peanut allergy is very, very serious. Like, you can't even go to Five Guys Burgers if you got a peanut allergy, because they keep those big-ass boxes of peanuts out there that you can just scoop up and eat while you're waiting for your overpriced burger. They do that. But if you're a parent and you know that your kid has a life-threatening allergy to peanuts, wouldn't that be one of the questions that you would ask when you went anywhere at all? Hey, does this food, like, have any peanuts? Do you even have peanuts in the restaurant? Do you use peanut oil? Do you use any peanut product? That's on the parents. It is. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be an insensitive dick, but it just seems like this is a rich guy that thinks he's better than people that work in the service industry, and now he's looking for reasons to get his ass out of hot water.
Police in Fairfield, Connecticut confirmed that about 30 minutes after he bought the smoothie, paramedics were called, and he did have to rush his son to the hospital.
All right. So his kid did have a peanut allergy. Once again, it's not on the son. It's not on those employees. This is all on you. You are the one that's supposed to be checking and making sure that your kid is not getting exposed to any peanut products at all. Hell, peanut allergies are so bad, just getting some of the air particles can be deadly to somebody that has a peanut allergy. I don't know. I just don't get it. I really think that we take advantage of the service industry. I really do think that we look at them as a lower class type of people. And that's just got to stop. It does. All right, guys. Gonna get out of here. Make sure you check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button. Also, if you get a chance, if you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Brevard, Volusia, Flagler area, check out my good friend, Ian Hanna. Go to his website, ianhannahomes.com. Gonna get out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc.
Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.